堂听 class.com。
Today, 12 years later, the sun is shining. Mrs. Whitten is married to another man, a Mr. Birchall. Her name is now Mrs. Whitten Birchall. She is sitting in front of her house looking at the garden. Her thoughts turn to her first husband, Roy. She had not seen or heard from him for 12 years. She wondered what he was doing. She rose from her chair and went inside. She saw her son, Conrad, sitting in her chair reading a book. Her thoughts returned to her first husband, and she became angry again. "What are you doing in the house on such a nice day? Go outside and get some fresh air." Conrad went outside and began to bounce a ball on the road. A little later, a strange man came toward him. The stranger asked, "Does Mrs. Birchall live here?" The man stood looking carefully at the boy, then said, "I used to know your mother before I went to sea." Just then, Conrad's mother came out of the house. She almost dropped to the ground. She walked toward her first husband. "So you're a seaman, are you? Well, you look like a nothing. I always knew you would never be a success in life." "I think you're right, Emmy," he said. "Tell me something, Roy. Why did you do it? Why did you leave me? Me, your wife?" "I don't really know, Emmy. It was raining that night. I heard a ship blow its foghorn on the river. It sounded as if it were calling me. So you left me for a ship's foghorn." "Well, I knew you'd be all right. Your mother had money." "Why did you come back here? What do you want, money?" "Well, you won't get any, so you can leave right now." "Don't worry. My ship sails at 6 o'clock. She saw Roy's ship in her mind, and she laughed to herself. It must be an old ship, she thought. "Well, why did you come back?" "I just wanted to see Conrad." Emmy grew angry. "Well, you have seen him, so why don't you leave?" "All right, Emmy." She watched him walk away from her. Suddenly, the past returned. She remembered the rainy night he left. He hadn't even said goodbye. Just as he left now, without a goodbye. She remembered the two newspaper men shouting, "Extra, extra." Suddenly, all the old feelings came back. Her heart and mind began to live her first marriage again. She grew more and more angry, and before she knew what had happened, she heard her voice shouting, "Roy, Roy Whitten, come here this minute." Roy Whitten obeyed the demand without thinking. "I'm coming, dear." And he walked toward her. "Roy Whitten, what was printed in the extra that rainy night you left me? You remember the night the two men shouted extra all night?" Roy thought a minute. He knew he had forgotten. He began to smile secretly inside his heart. Then, for one of the few times in his life, he told her a lie. "Oh, it was nothing, Emmy. I think the weathermen said it was going to rain for 4 days more, something like that." Emmy lost control of herself. For 12 years, he had been gone and hadn't even missed her. This man had wasted 7 of the best years of her life, and now He wouldn't even tell her what was in the newspaper. She began to shout at him. But Roy Whidden, seaman and former husband, didn't even hear her. He stood tall and straight and felt happy. He turned and left her and walked away toward his ship.